It's our pleasure to be joined by former Blue Jay Lyle Overbay, one of our favorite people who's having a terrific year with the Yankees, who are having a terrific year in general. First of all, it's great to see you, and thanks for doing this.
It's good to be here. Thanks.
I'm sure it's good to be here with a first-place team. And well, let me ask you first about what Vernon Wells said to us last time. Because he'd had a couple of really rough years in a row with the Angels. You were with the Pirates and with the Red Sox in spring training and hadn't really been what you'd been before. And now here you are with six home runs and almost back to normal Lyle Overbay. Vernon said, when you put this uniform on, something happens, which is very difficult for me to imagine. But is it true?
It is. I mean, it's a sense of level of excellency. I don't know. It is weird. I mean, it's tradition. You have all this history that people have. I mean, so it's that little stuff. I mean, it is hard to explain because it's not every day that these kind of things come about.
And yet, you were in spring training with a different team, so you heard all the stuff about how the Yankees were going to be terrible this year and everyone who was picking them for 90 losses and all the injuries. And when you walked into the clubhouse, regular season's about to start, did you find that – I guess, what did you find?
Well, I found that we had a pretty good pitching staff, and that's I'm a big believer of pitching is number one, and they brought everybody back that did the 92 wins or however many wins they had last year. And then you look at the bullpen. I mean, you got a 7th, 8th, and 9th inning that's pretty good. And you can match up in the 7th inning with Boone and those kind of things for a lefty. And so it's just – those are the things I think a lot of people overlooked. They just looked at – because Yankees have been known to hit, and it's – you still need to pitch and – To see, I mean, you look at Hafner, he's always done that. He's always hit. I think his biggest problem was his health problems to stay healthy. Vernon, he's getting a second chance, and he's taking care of it, taking care of what he needs to do. And so, I mean, those little things like that people overlooked, and we kind of snuck under the radar.
So let me ask you this. Your first 2 years with the Blue Jays, had the best pitching in Major League Baseball, best ERA, starters in relief, and some of the best defense, too. And yet, these guys, the Yankees, finished 20 games ahead of you.
Well, we did give them a run for their money. I think we struggled down the end, I mean, as far as kind of clicking. But, I mean, there's that sense of timely hitting, too. I mean, we've gotten pretty good timely hitting as far as but it's one of those things that you can't explain. I mean, there's always that team that comes out that's like, man, where did these guys come from? So it's just hopefully it's us this year.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that the Yankees surprise people, but you have. We're with Lyle Overbay, and this thing with the Blue Jays. I mean, you're 8-1 against the Jays, and we were sitting there thinking in spring training, man, you know what? The Blue Jays get 10 games with the Yankees without Teixeira and Jeter and A-Rod and Granderson, though he's been back for yesterday, and you just laid waste to them. I mean, the reason the New York Yankees are in first place right now is because you're 8-1 against the Toronto Blue Jays.
Well, we've had success against these guys. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is. It just seems like everything's going our way. I mean, that's. We obviously got good pitching the last couple of days, but things have, you know, like I said, those key hits that. Look at Cano yesterday out in front a little bit and hit that home run down the line. I mean, just using those little things not necessarily saying we're lucky, but I think we're on the more luckier side than the Blue Jays are right now.
You got to be lucky to be 8-1 against any one team, but it's certainly working for you. How much fun is it for a left-handed hitter to hit in this ballpark?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it doesn't. I try not to get caught up in that because I'm more of a left-center gap kind of guy, but it's very enticing.
Must be. We're with Lyle Overbay. But before we let you go, Gibby's back. And he was here when you were here. And everybody, I think, loved him. And we all thought that he didn't deserve to go the first time around. But what's it like for you to see him running a ball club again?
Well, it's good. I mean, I love the way he knew that how hard this game was. And he gave us the benefit of the doubt. I mean, he was there for – he never kind of – bad-mouthed us, or that he stuck by us. And that's as a manager, as a teammate, that kind of stuff, you want that from a manager. And it's fun to see him back into it, because he can handle it. I mean, he handles I thought he handled the bullpen real well. And like I said, I think we needed to kind of shake something up. And unfortunately, the fall goes on the manager, in most cases, it's usually the player's fault.
All right, last thing for you. The other day, you guys got whacked by Seattle. Alberto Gonzalez, who's no longer with the team, the middle infielder, came in to pitch in a game. Vernon played second after Vernon had played third earlier. Was there any thought, you going up to Joe and saying, you know, put me in and let me pitch?
I was kind of upset that he took me out after the fact, because, he took me out in the seventh inning. And so, but I'm just sitting there, I'm like, oh, I would love it, because there was a bunch of lefties in the lineup. So I was like, I could work on that. I mean, I don't know if I'd done anything, but I would have loved the chance.
I would have loved to have seen it. Best arm of any first baseman in the game. Lyle, thanks for doing this. Appreciate you coming out of the room, too. Great to catch up, and best of luck to you. And if you both make the playoffs, that'd be swell. But the road's a little easier for you guys right now.
Well, it is. But like I said, it's a long season, and we've got to continue to do what we do. And I mean, once the Blue Jays hit their stride, it's going to be tough, because they are a good team.